Let's get a check right now with Department of Transportation Commissioner Garrett Yucalito after the historic flooding rocked parts of our listening area here in the state of Connecticut, including Oxford, Monroe, Seymour, Newtown, Southbury, Danbury. Garrett, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. It looks like your DOT and state workers who are trying to open things back up, man, they're moving really fast. It's only been a week since the historic flooding event, and we knew there were dozens of roads impacted, even the Waterbury train line impacted by some of the support under the tracks just completely washing away. Can you give us the very latest on road closures and how much work has been done in just a week's time?
Yeah, so, you know, on the state roadway side, we have around 11 specific closures currently across our state roadway system. That does not include any local road closures. And, you know, when the storm first hit, we had close to 30 closures that we were trying to address. The current 11 that we have right now, these are ones that are much more severe, going to take longer to repair. But we're trying our best to, first, we have to clear the debris that accumulated at these locations so that full inspections can be done of specific structures. Or in some cases, we know what the problem is because the entire roadway and bridge or culvert is missing, and we're designing replacement solutions. So we're doing our best to try to get as many roads open as possible. In some cases, we have opened roadways with alternating traffic. Only one lane is passable. But, you know, instead of waiting to do a full replacement, we wanted to open the traffic up to try and get some sense of normalcy in those locations that are possible to have a partial reopening.
I mean, certainly we understand the frustration for people who live in and around these communities or work in these communities trying to get through. I know for myself, just trying to get my dog to the vet in Newtown, I got turned around three times just trying to get there. So I just want to reiterate that while you are talking about state roads, that's about two-thirds of the roads in just about a week's time for state roads, again, that you were able to, in some capacity, reopen them. That's pretty unbelievable. How were we able to work that quickly to be able to reopen roads?
Yeah, I mean, so once the storm hit on Sunday, we've had basically crews in the western and central western and northern western portions of the state just working 24 hours a day, multiple shifts, just to continue to do what we can to we first had to identify the problems, then go out and stabilize embankments, stabilize slopes, rebuild and repatch shoulders that had washed away to avoid any potential, negative consequences of someone driving over the compromised pavement. And continuing to work, engineers have been out there inspecting structures up and down the corridors, any bridge structures, culverts, making sure that they're safe or closing them if they're not safe. And we've had great contractors. We've had contractors out working for several days now, helping with debris cleanup, working with Metro North as well. But on the contractor side, some contractors have been out there rebuilding roadways in Southbury near Kettletown State Park for multiple days in a row now, taking no breaks just to try and get those roadways reopened because there were some homeowners that were cut off.
Actually, really quickly, speaking of Metro North, do we have some kind of a timeline on reopening the Waterbury train line?
So there's two specific washouts on the Waterbury branch line there. There's one in Beacon Falls, which is going a little bit faster. It was not as severe. Metro North crews were able to bring in rock and riprap and other supplies they need, and they've been working on that for the past few days. The other location down in Seymour near the Kinneytown Dam is a much more significant washout, and that's going to take several weeks. It can 5-6 weeks most likely is what we're hoping at the most optimistic level to get that reopened. It is extremely difficult to get to that location. There's no roadways that really get down to that site, and you can't bring the large stone to rebuild the entire embankment there pretty easily. It's not going to be easy to get it there.
Yeah, and actually, speaking of the material, we have DOT Commissioner Garrett Ugolito here. Garrett, have we needed to bring in manpower or materials from other states to get this work done?
No, we haven't. CONDOT staff as well as local DPW staff, and then we've been using our trusted contractors that we have here in Connecticut, many of whom we've worked with on lots of other local road projects and state road projects. So they're contractors we know really well who've stepped up. And they were contacting us like immediately after the storm saying that they're available if we need them. So it's been great to see all of our partners, throw their hat in the ring and get ready to get to work.
I know there were other DOT projects, I mean, before this storm happened, that were underway. For example, the redoing of some of the signage going up one of the main interstates. I believe it was, which route were you guys doing? Was it 84? Was it 8? Which one am I thinking
eight,
of?
Yep,
eight. It was 8. Okay. Has that had to pause because we're using, obviously, all of our resources towards rebuilding and refixing roads and things of that nature?
No, generally, so those types of projects would use different types of contractors. So generally, we are able to keep our other projects moving forward. The engineers who would be doing that project are still able to go out and inspect that project while we have other projects moving forward for the storm recovery. We're broken up into four districts, if you will, where our forces are located. District 4 is the central and northwestern portions of the state, and that most of the impacted roads are based up in District 4. And so we've been able to pull in staff from other districts to support them, but we haven't had to postpone or push off any of their existing projects.
I mean, and at this point, Garrett, I know you're going to be checking in again, I believe, next week, but do we have an updated timeline of completing the work? Obviously, like you said, state roads, we seem to be knocking out a lot quicker than maybe the local roads, but any sort of updated timeline on your end?
No, so the roads that we still have closed now on our state roadway side, these are going to take quite some time. I mean, we're talking months for full repair and replacement of these structures. It's until we actually have the ability to remove all the debris completely, get under there and inspect in each individual structure, it'll take some months before these get reopened.
We're hoping
to potentially have some temporary structures that we could place in some locations.
Okay. I was going to say, what roads, if you have any examples of roads that it's going to take months to complete?
So, Route 34 near the Stevenson Dam, that is, unbelievable damage. And on both sides of the dam, we're hoping there may be the opportunity to use temporary structures to support traffic because we know it is a major thoroughfare. But until we have the ability to design and model whether it will work, because it's not in some locations, it's not just like the bridge washed out or the culvert washed out. The entire embankments and the landmass that it used to be next to is missing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to build a larger structure, a longer structure that we weren't really designed to, it was never designed for that, so we're going to have to complete new design to accommodate these larger waterways that are now created.
Garrett Ugolito, DOT Commissioner, thank you so much. And as I mentioned, we look forward to checking in with you again really soon. And thank you for this update. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.